Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so before we move forward, let's kind of put a capper on the weekend that was in the National Football League. We will do the overreactions next.
There are winners and then losers. Somebody on that field be a little more self-aware. Put your balls on the table. You want to win this division? You want to be real? So let's get the slates in the mix.
Suck up, dick!
Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
All right, let's party. Roberto sounded rather intense in that introduction. Michael, go.
All right, overreactions, Mike. The Patriots' defense clearly is not as strong as some seem to think it was.
100%. That's why I had Ravens money line. They hadn't played anybody. Yeah, you get fat and happy on the Jets and the Dolphins and the Browns. But Baltimore's going to present some different challenges. I think the Niners are going to present that challenge as well very soon. I think the Patriots are going to have a bit of a reckoning. The key is Belichick, if he runs into Baltimore the next time around, I bet you he'll show the rest of the game plan. He'll have a little something. But not, Mike, clear, they're a good defense, but people need to calm down with this whole history-making stuff.
All right, was it an overreaction? Jaguars just announced that Nick Foles will be starting again, Gardner Minshew to the bench.
Yeah, no, I think it's time. And the performance against Houston really kind of sticks with you. I was watching that game Sunday morning, and look, Houston left three quarters of its secondary at home in America. You know, Houston was a mass unit, and Minshew just couldn't see the field. He just couldn't make things happen. And as much fun as Minshew mania was, last couple games haven't been very good. Nick Foles, you paid a lot of money to. Your team's in that playoff mix because the AFC is soft. If Foles can come in and give you 5-2, he might get you to the playoffs. You paid the man the money? Yeah, let him strap on the pads and go out there and earn it. I think they had to do it.
Finito.
Oh, can Pat Shurmur be fired? Can Pat Shurmur be fired yet? Him and Gettleman.
Your texts last night were not readable on air.
You can edit it. Go ahead. Edit what I sent to you regarding Shurmur.
Well, there's too many expletives and bad words about him, I would say.
I said I hate Pat Shurmur more than cancer and world hunger
that
combined.
Too.
And I hate both those things.
All right.
Pat Shurmur out of my franchise.
All right, let's not get you too worked up. How about a...
Not an overreaction.
How about a lighter note, I guess?
I want my team back.
Somewhat of a positive one. Halfway through the season, is it an overreaction to say that Russell Wilson is the league MVP?
No, because Russell Wilson's the league MVP. He's playing some of the highest caliber football you'll ever see at the quarterback position. I think the year he's having, from an efficiency standpoint, it's every bit as good as Mahomes last year. It's every bit as good as Peyton Manning 5-6 years ago. The guy can go out, throw 24 passes, and four of them are touchdowns. He goes out and he's making DK Metcalf a receiver. He's making Lockett a top 10 receiver. Oh, Will Disley's dead? No problem. I'll throw to some guy I met at the grocery store. Dude, Russell Wilson is one. I'm telling you, first ballot Hall of Famer. This dude's going down as an all-time great. He's amazing. He's utterly amazing. And his offensive line blows, just for fun, just throwing that out there.
Who wants pizza?
The Patriots, despite winning a Super Bowl.
Another Patriot one?
The Patriots obviously should have kept Jimmy Garoppolo and moved on from Tom Brady.
I have no disagreement. I mean, Tom, every year has been getting a little bit worse. This year, it's a lot worse because you're seeing that David Andrews isn't there. The left tackle, name escapes me, was it Isaiah Wynn? Not there. Brady doesn't look good. Doesn't trust his O-line, doesn't trust his protection, and doesn't trust his receivers. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy to say it. Jimmy G's a winner. Dude's 14-2 as a Niner quarterback. Are you kidding me? The Niners are garbage without him and good with him. Jimmy G could have stayed on and could have absolutely won a Super Bowl last year, but you knew Brady was going to win the power struggle. Yes, David.
Is this an overreaction? With Mahomes out, the Chiefs' defense has gotten just a little better.
Weeks 1 through 6, pressure rate 20%.
Yep.
Weeks 7 through 9, 35%. Fifth in the league in that stretch.
Well, Spags is dialing up more blitzes, which helps. I was super impressed what they did to Minnesota, especially without Frank Clark. Maybe a part of it, and I would need to check the TOP, maybe they're holding on to the football a little bit more with old Matty Moore back there. It's a little different. Help you with that TOP. You're not scoring every 30 seconds. I know they made a big play with the 80-yard touchdown run, but yeah, David, they're a little blitz heavy. They're getting after a little bit more. And Lord knows Kirk Cousins turned right into a pumpkin the minute he's on the road against a good team.
Double box.
How about an NFC North one?
Why?
The Packers will not win the division this year. Is that an overreaction?
That's an overreaction. I disagree. Look, they went out to the left coast. They didn't look prepared to play. They got jumped. They got their ass kicked. I mean, it is what it is. I'll tell you one thing I'd be worried about. You want something that's not an overreaction? Brian Bulaga looks completely washed. He looks done. And Bulaga's been one of the better tackles out there. He's a good player. Him and Bakhtiari have been really nice tackles for them. But maybe all the injuries for Bulaga have added up because, boy, Joey Bosa worked his ass. I mean, Bulaga was getting whipped inside every play, and it's like, dude, are you here, or did somebody else slip into that Bulaga jersey? That would be a concern for me a little bit. Is Bakhtiari got worked a little earlier this year, too? Remember, Trey Flowers was getting his ass. I'd keep an eye on that because if you don't protect Aaron Rodgers, this whole thing falls apart.
Reports surfacing saying the Chargers will move to London soon.
Thanks.
Overreaction, by the end of the next decade, L.A. won't have a football team.
That's an overreaction because Kroenke owns the land and the stadium that his team plays in. They'll never leave. This is his real estate project. The Chargers going to London is another example of the NFL not only overreacting, they're simply making the wrong move. I'm sorry, you will never sign a free agent to London. The idea of, you know, this 10 international flights a season, no, it's not gonna work. Take the Chargers. Plenty of other places want them. Send them to San Diego. Send them to San Antonio. Find another football market. Give St. Louis another team. I don't care. I think this London thing, it's an obsession for the NFL, and it's got to stop. If you think it's hard signing free agents to the Raptors in basketball, just wait till you try to do it and go, hey, buddy, you got two offers coming in. One's for New England, one's for London. Hello! It's not happening. Your accountant's head will explode trying to sign that deal.
Yeah. All right, four rapid fire to close. Andy Reid will never reach a Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I love the Kool-Aid man.
The Eagles will win the NFC East.
I don't get to say, can I watch another game?
You don't have to predict it. Is that an overreaction statement?
It's an overreaction because DeSean Jackson's dead again, and if they don't have him, they don't have a way to take the top off the defense. Overreaction.
Baker Mayfield equals Ryan Leaf. Overreaction or not? They're good.
Oh, no. No, it's an overreaction. But why did he shave three times on game day?
I saw that feature last night.
Screw you, David. This is so personally painful for me. I love Baker.
Lastly, Jets hiring of Adam Gase was a mistake.
Oh, completely and utterly.
Easy one, Dad.
It's up completely and utterly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.